Welcome to Story Nerds. I'm Hannah Davis.
And I'm Jessica Kate, and welcome to a little bit extra to talk about Story Nerds 2020. We are here with Carrie Booth Schmidt from Reading Is My Superpower.
Woo! Welcome, Carrie.
Hello. Hello again.
So we're here today, guys, because we have a really exciting new announcement coming starting 2020. We are teaming up with Carrie, who handles the blog, Reading Is My Superpower. She is the owner of that. Yay!
We're super excited. I say we, like, there's more than one of me. It's there, just me.
But we collectively are excited, for sure. So if you don't know Carrie, you should. So Carrie, tell us who you are and what is Reading Is My Superpower.
Reading is my super. Well, I'm a book nerd. Let's just start there. I am a story nerd, so yes! I am right at home here. Readingismysuperpower.org is where I nerd out about books and kissing books and suspense and historical fiction and contemporary and
yummy things and yummy men and
yummy men and yes, yummy British detectives and other sorts. And yes, I do author interviews and lots of giveaways and talk about book boyfriends and kissing books and all kinds of fun things. And I have fun talking
about books. As a matter of fact, really quick, just completely side topic, Carrie like coined the term book boyfriend. Like she was basically the person who started it.
I'm pretty sure I didn't coin that term, but I do use it a lot. So yes.
All right, Jess, can you explain to our listeners what this means for them and why we decided to join forces?
So we decided to join forces because, I mean, Carrie has been a guest on Story Nerds for the whole time we've been running, pretty much. Every time we chatted to her, we all just knew we clicked, I think. At its heart, Reading Is My Superpower and Story Nerds are based on the same thing, which is nerding out over fiction that we love. When we were chatting about where we wanted to go in the future, we knew that Carrie is fabulous at building community. There is a fantastic community over at Reading Is My Superpower. And it's not limited to just the blog. There's a Facebook group. Carrie has been a part of starting live reader events, which have has now morphed into the Storyfest event that will be happening at American Christian Fiction Writers Conference this year. She has started a book publicity company. She's just immersed in the book community nerdy world, and we wanted to be a part of that with her. So we recognized a kindred spirit and we decided to team up with her. And I don't remember the other half to Hannah's question.
Also, for the future, you can expect...
What's changing? Nothing is changing. Nothing important is changing. Okay, so you don't have to resubscribe. If you're an existing listener, we will be in the same place. We have the same name. We will still be on your podcast app or on the website in the exact same place as we are. We are keeping our Story Nerds Facebook page. All that is the same. The Story Nerds hashtag on Instagram and Facebook. All that is the same. So you don't have to change anything. But you will get some extra good stuff.
You guys, this is like what I'm probably most excited for. I'm so excited because this means some really cool things for our listeners. And Jess, go ahead and take it away for what that means.
Yeah, so we're joining forces so that we can bring you more book nerdy goodness. So you might hear Carrie on the podcast a little bit more often. We will have more giveaways, particularly linked to the authors. Yeah, yay for giveaways.
You want free books? You gotta listen to the podcast. It's gonna be so exciting. This is a place to be. I'm so excited that we're able to do this now more frequently for you guys. Yeah. I think we had a couple last year. Maybe it was just the one, but I think we had like two last year.
Yeah, it wasn't many.
Yeah. So I'm super excited that our listeners are gonna have the opportunity to read the stuff that we love. So
that's going to be awesome. And you will see a large correlation between the guests on Carrie's blog and the guests on the podcast. They will often, you know, if they're going to feed into each other really well. So often if you hear someone on the podcast and you really like them, guess what? You get more of them on the blog and you have more chance to interact with them and nerd out together and vice versa. I think there's a lot more blog guests than there are than we could possibly have on the podcast, but a section of them who like podcasting will hopefully be coming on over and chatting to us. Yes. So that will be really fun. You will see us mentioned in the Reading is My Superpower community spaces a lot more. Yep. So the blog, the Facebook pages, all that stuff. However, we did want to say the official post for each podcast episode where we want you to post your gifts and tell us what was your favorites and comment more and join the conversation that we started in the episode, that will still be on the Story Nerds Facebook page where it is right now.
Now, something to keep in mind, there are two things to keep in mind as far as social media right now. Basically, nothing changes as far as Story Nerds go. You can still interact with us on our Facebook page. It's what we highly recommend. Jess and I will also be posting Story Nerds content on our Instagrams. We both do a lot on our stories, so keep updated on my stories. I have a whole story collection entitled Story Nerds, so you can find me at...
So do I. Mine's called Podcast.
Oh, okay. There we go. So you can find me at on Instagram at Hannah Davis Author, and Jess is...
at Jessica Kate Writing.
Woohoo!
They both have the Story Nerds hashtag on them. So if you, you can follow hashtags on Instagram. So if you follow the Story Nerds hashtag, as well as hopefully follow both of us, then you'll get twice as likely to see it.
You'll get behind the scenes funny edits that I've had to do. You'll get really behind the scenes just pictures. One other thing that we really want you guys to do is, because we're teaming up with Reading is My Superpower, Carrie's going to have some really unique content too. Please like the Reading is My Superpower Facebook page. And Carrie, is that all is that the place that they can go?
Yes. So it's actually, you can search for Reading is My Superpower, and there are a couple of names like that of groups and stuff on Facebook, but you're going to look for the little Supergirl. And on the stack of books, and that's mine. It's also at Mees, M-E-E-Z, Carrie Reads.
You can look
it up that way as well.
Mm-hmm. And the website?
Website is readingismysuperpower.org, and there's also a link there to the Facebook page, so you'll be good to go.
That's our .org.
.org.
Don't get it wrong like I do. .org. .org.
Reading is my superpower.
.org. You can go to .com.
.org. Yeah, let's go to .org, please. If you are confused as to where to go, basically we're trying to keep this as simple as possible. Keep finding us where you are, but don't be afraid. Like, if you're like, oh, I know she's teamed up with Reading is my Superpower, Carrie will be adding stuff, Reading, as far as Story Nerds goes, to her website. So a lot of the giveaways are going to be related on her website. There's just going to be extra content on her website. So make sure to check that out. So readingismysuperpower.org. There it is. Not .com. So guys, that's our super exciting announcement. This has been in the works now for a while, but it was just one of those perfect things that kind of clicked. Like, Jess and I have to tell you a really quick story. I had been thinking about that sometime earlier this year. I want to say it was like maybe September, August. And I was like, you know, it would be kind of interesting if we could team up with Carrie. And Jess messaged me, or we were chatting in October, I think it was. And she was like, say, I had this idea. I thought about like maybe teaming up with Carrie. And I was like, that's so weird. I was just thinking that. And we called Carrie. And Carrie, do you remember what you said to us?
I think I was like just a bunch of yeses, wasn't it? Or
I was like, I don't remember the words, but I do know they were all in capital letters and there was a lot of
exclamation points at the end.
That sounds about right, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, I think I thought about it for all of about 2 seconds. And yeah.
Yep.
Yes, of course.
Yes. So we're super excited to announce this. We hope that you guys join us still in 2020. Just a quick update. We will be taking a break, though, until beginning of February. We're going to take January off. Jess has her second book coming out, so we're going to give her a little bit of a breather to get her second book out. If you are curious, go. I have to say, I've already read it, and it is like, it made me cry. It made me laugh hysterically. It blew my mind how amazing it was. Go pre-order it right now because it comes out on January 28th. So we're going to give Jess a little breathing room to get her book out. And so expect a new episode in the beginning of February.
Yes. Let's say the name of it.
Did I not say the name?
Right? Oh my gosh. Okay. A Girl's Guide to the Outback. Like, how exciting does that sound? Oh man. So yeah, apparently I'm like so dead tonight. But so definitely go check her book out. We're going to be coming back February 6th will be our first podcast unless something crazy happens. So come back February 6th for our first episode of 2020. And we will be announcing who that is coming up in January. So be paying attention on our Facebook page to see who that first guest will be. Other than that, I think that yes. is all you guys need to know. Jess and Carrie, can you think of anything else?
If you're having withdrawals from us, just keep an eye on that StoryNerds hashtag. I'm sure I will be posting or nerding out about rom-coms and books and movies and stuff through the Christmas period to tide you over until we start again in February. And if you really, really miss us, go back and listen to some of the awesome episodes because I was flicking back through the list in preparation for this and just remembering
we've had some really fun interviews this year.
Had some fun. Yeah, I think one of my favorites was talking about like favorite characters just because I remember with Melissa Tagg like having one, but then before we were allowed to say it, we all had this compulsion to list the 10 people we wanted to mention but didn't pick before we were like,
this is always a problem with us.
My favorite was
I have to say Melissa's was great. I really enjoyed the debut. Was it our first episode of 2019 we did Rachel Houck? That was such a fun one.
Yes,
getting to hear some behind the scenes of Hallmark. We had Robin Jones Gunn on live, which was super exciting. You can go back in our Facebook archives if you want to try to go find that. It might be back a ways, but you can easily find it on the podcast still, just the audio. And we just had a blast hanging out with Robin Jones Gunn live for an hour. It was like one of the coolest experiences I've had, and I really enjoyed that one. And gosh, like Bethany Turner and, Carrie we've had on a couple of times. It's been
Melissa
super exciting.
Ferguson,
Melissa Ferguson.
Rachel McMillan.
Oh, so many good ones. So definitely I'm just going to go back and listen to all of them again. Well, we're super excited. Definitely keep an eye out. And that is all I have to say. Carrie, do you have any parting words?
Read more books so that you are prepared to chat about them with us in the new year.
Yes.
That's right.
All right. Well, everyone, thank you for listening. We are so excited about this upcoming year.
Yes.
We hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, and we will see you in February.
Bye.
Merry Christmas. Bye.
Bye, everyone.